Over the past few months, on a Wednesday, I've been using this time on Word for the Day to bring to you the teachings, the Bible, on Christian living. And no one is more straightforward and clear than in the Bible than James, the brother of Jesus. And today we look at James chapter 3 and the first 12 verses. Little things, taming the tongue. The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what is great forest is set on fire by a small spark. We read in verse 5. A mosquito is a tiny insect, but it can make a huge impact. A young boy was bitten by a mosquito on both knees. The bites got infected and he was left battling blood poisoning. For over a month he had to have penicillin injections in his knees and they had to be drained twice every day to remove the infection. He was in unbelievable pain. A very scary situation for a child. He's been left with scars on both knees, all because of something as tiny as a mosquito. James, the half-brother of Jesus, warns us of another little thing that also can be very dangerous. He says that even though our tongues are little, they can say big, boastful things. It's like a small spark that sets the whole forest on fire. Although the tongue is small, there is nothing small about the damage it can do. Words carry with them great power. What we should say can either make people feel great about themselves or total rubbish. Our words can be even more deadly than the mosquito. As Christians, it is important that we choose our words thoughtfully and with care. Will they bring encouragement, love, and forgiveness, or anger, gossip, hurt, and depression? Verse 10 of James chapter 3 says, out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. When we pray, perhaps we should pray, Father, I know my words matter and make a difference, even when I don't realise it. Help me to always pause, so that I might check that my words will not cause hurt and pain. Bless you on this day.